effect ever.
And there it is.
Oh.
There it is. Bravo. Bravo, bravo. Wow.
Thank you.
Now let's go back to the studio, take some phone calls.
Leave this up until we get back.
Just keep rocking.
Yeah.
Rocking.
And the rhythm of broccoli beef.
I'm going to go and take off. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Cow, man.
Let's all go.
All right. Let's appraise how we're feeling here. How you guys doing?
My computer's off.
Not good.
You turned your computer off? How you feeling, Eddie?
Now, weird. Yeah.
What happened?
All right, let's take some phone calls, 570-1053. Hopefully you watched that with us. And if you did, we want to know what you thought. If you never done it, or if you, and also if you've been with us for a long time. Mikey Show.
Thank God that's over, eh?
Dude, I'm telling you, man. It was tiring.
Yeah, man. Hey, I just want to say I've been sitting here listening to you guys since 10 o'clock today.
10 o'clock this morning?
Yeah, I'm pulling an all-nighter here, just remodeling my office and packing up. I'm going to be shipping out to Japan here pretty soon.
There you go.
But, yeah, I had to listen to that with you guys. It was funny, but I could tell you guys were dozing off halfway through.
There was no dozing off. We were with it, dude.
Yeah, there's some lulls, but yeah, nobody was dozing. Yeah.
But you were right. 3 o'clock was your time.
Yeah.
That's just the toughest time for me. All right, dude, thanks. You're bringing me down. Mikey Show.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
This is not a PO and Brian. I just want to thank you guys for hanging in there with me. I'm working a night shift right now.
Awesome, bro.
I'm about to wake up some elderly people right here.
Cool. Well, thank you, dude.
On the night
Mikey Show.
Hi, this is PO and Eric. I just wanted to say that was freaking awesome.
Did you have fun?
It was fun. We watched The Lord of the Rings and this one.
Aww.
Awesome. Both movies with us, huh?
Oh, yeah. Stayed awake, which is incredible.
All right, cool. Thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
All right, it's a Mikey Show marathon. We've been doing this now for, how many hours? 21 hours, I believe. 21, no, longer than that. 21, 22, 23, 24. Yeah, 21 hours. 21 hours and 17 minutes we've been at it.
Oh.
Whoo! All right, what?
Where's my,
What?
Where's my 3x5 cards?
Hey, Colonels.
Hey. Where's my 3x5 card?
Oh, no.
Alright, Alright, here's what I need.
Oh, here Colonels. It is, McGuinn.
You got it? Thank you. Alright, here's what I need, Colonels. I need you to make me some of that.
Same one?
Yeah. No, this is a different one.
Oh, man.
Alright.
Okay. Alright. We're back with it now.
Sky, you got stories and all that if I bring these up?
Yeah. Sure.
Let's do it up. Prince Charles going to visit the White House. I guess he probably technically already did.
Yeah, he, today, yesterday? Yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday he was supposed to visit the White House. You know, Prince Charles and his new wife are on this whole tour of, you know, the U.S. They did, New York on Tuesday, where they did the whole Ground Zero thing, and then yesterday they did the White House and were supposed to hang out with the Prezi and his wife, and then they go on to New Orleans and then San Francisco, so they're all over.
All right, let me mark some things off here that we've done.
Okay.
Willy Wonka. All right.
What time is it?
A bunch of new audio, by the way.
Oh,
318.
We have not been bombed at the beach.
We got new audio?
Bomb.
Bombed at the beach. When was that scheduled? Oh, at 8. Yeah, Bombed at the Beach was scheduled for 8 o'clock last night. We got any moments from earlier in the 28-hour?
Everything's done.
So. Okay. All right. What is this? What am I seeing right here?
Nothing's on your wall.
Where is it?
It's just all in the system. I can put it on your wall.
Yeah, put stuff on the wall. Give me some stuff, Mama.
All in all.
Hook me up, Mama.
Another brick in the wall.
Mikey Show.
Yeah, I love you guys.
Oh, dude.
This is B1 Sean. I woke up with you guys this morning.
Oh.
And I am now finishing a 23-hour day driving from San Diego to Murrieta, and you guys are keeping me awake.
That's awesome, man.
Wow.
You guys are the best.
Thanks for the call, dude.
I agree.
You bet, man.
Thank you. I woke up 24 hours ago.
Yes.
This is about exactly when I was waking up.
Me too.
24 hours ago.
Vomit.
And in about 2 hours, we would be in here getting ready to get stuff going, right, Sky?
Yeah.
That's creepy. That is creepy how long we've been on. Test that out, Sean.
Awesome!
There you go. Mikey Show. Hello.
Hey, what up, Mikey? What's this up? Is P1 Raymond.
What's up, Raymond?
Hey, I've been listening to you guys since 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. 2 in the afternoon?
Yes, since 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I've been on my laptop, so I've been 5 minutes behind on everything. I've been wanting to call in. You guys, this is the second time I've listened to you guys for the 28-hour show. Love it.
That's
love
cool.
It.
I have three.
I've been in P1 for about 3 years. I love you guys.
Thank you, bro. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Idiot.
I have 312 emails.
Oh, whoa. Really?
I you know, what do you do with that?
Oh,
how do you begin with that?
Time to start over.
group delete.
Stop.
I don't want to.
Crazy.
Man, we got a lot of them.
We'll just go through each one on the air.
Mikey Show.
Hey, Mikey, what's up?
What's up?
Hold on, I turned on my radio.
Did we ever get those listeners that called that won? Did every listener that won the opportunity to come in, come in?
Pretty sure.
We had somebody named Trixie. Did they show up?
I didn't ask too many names.
Oh, you just let anybody in. That's cool.
I was...
Oh, you're here to get in? Entree vous, s'il vous plaît.
Yeah. You're here to see the movie? Yeah, why not? Come on in.
That will be $350.
Yeah.
Oh,
did you want to lay down in the office of ours? Come on back. Oh, would you like to take our fish or our couch? Well, let me pull up a moving truck.
There must be a wallet or two around here somewhere.
Ah, here's Mikey's and Eddie's. Take them. What is your name?
This is P1 Angie.
Angie?
Yep, I've been listening to you guys since 6 o'clock yesterday morning and briefly left you guys from 11 until about 3 today.
Ah,
sure. So 4 hours of sleep.
Wow, that's awesome.
Oh, my God.
We have not had 4 hours of sleep.
I am, sorry.
I'd like 4 hours of sleep.
I would love 4 hours of sleep.
I go for 4 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Come you on. Got that delicious. Right. Mikey Show.
Who wants the cuddle?
All right. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Randy Meneer here.
Is there anybody on this line? Hello?
I don't think so.
Anybody on this line?
Hello?
All right. I'm going to empty these lines. Bobby Kernels, I presume.
Kernels.
What's he doing?
Kernels.
He's bringing me my
his name.
Caffeinated
tea. I wish we had Oompa Loompas.
What's that? No, I don't have a stir.
Kernels. Name is Kernels.
He smells like popcorn.
Yeah, I got a little straw I can use.
Get it? Kernels?
He has some eyebrows.
All right, Sky.
Good call,
tell me about the miracle, medical marijuana in San Diego and Denver.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold up. Hold the presses, everybody.
Come on. Come on, I Sky. Yeah, I swear on I Sky. Her name is Sky. Her name is Sky. Come on, Sky.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, I guess what happened is Denver residents just made it legal for adults in Denver to possess up to 1 ounce of weed.
How do you do that? What is that all about?
So basically, they made weed legal in Denver as long as you have less than an ounce on you. Over an ounce, illegal, under an ounce.
See, I don't agree with that, Sky. If it's, you know, I mean, it's supposed to be an illegal thing. Why are they letting people get away with it?
It's about time.
The voters are the ones, you know, they ask the people, and that's what the people wanted of Denver.
Oh, man, those people are not getting...
So, but it's...
I pass on grass.
You know, like, it's a cool step, like, on paper, like, it's a step in the right direction. But the whole state law, like the Colorado state law, still says weed's illegal. So, you know, so good luck with that. And then in San Diego, kind of at the same time, county supervisors refused to hear about a program that would provide ID cards to help medical marijuana users in San Diego avoid arrest.
Really?
So, you know, those supervisors said that, you know, after they spent thousands of dollars and community time, whatever, to fight gangs and drugs, they think it would be, you know, like hypocrisy for them to support this program. I guess six counties have already implemented this program, but San Diego is the first who said we've refused to participate or hear about it. You know, because if we're going to have, you know, medical marijuana licenses in California, you'd think they'd want a system to track those people and make sure those licenses are valid, you know, but guess not. So we're not into that here in San Diego, according to the county supervisors.
I agree with them.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't.
But there's just no way I have the energy to argue about it with you.
Well, no, I just think it makes their job harder on
them. Okay, I give.
Because if they're going to give out their licenses,
uncle.
I mean, don't they want a way to keep track?
Yes,
and if
anything
to make
you
it easier
say.
On them.
Yes, I
Wait.
Promise I want what you want.
What point are you making again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Promise I want what you want.
I'm with you, Ski.
That's right, girl.
Well, there's going to be a bunch of potheads running loose. It's going to be harder to get a burger at Burger King and stuff.
What is he talking about?
He's drunk.
That's his concern.
He's drunk
right
on
now.
No sleep. Boston Rob, who is the girl that you brought in here?
That's my friend Ashley.
It's your friend Ashley.
Yeah. Hello.
Have you told us about her? Yeah?
Yes.
Is that
yes.
the one that you said's real cool?
Yes.
You've been hanging out with?
Yes.
She watched football with you?
Yes.
That's cool.
Yes.
Yeah, treat her good. He stopped saying yes when I said that.
Oh, yes.
Well, what an idiot. Oh, he's so dumb.
I stopped listening for a second. Tuned out. I'm back.
If I had known that, I would have brought her in here and interviewed her about how you've been treating her.
Perfect.
He treats her really good.
Perfect.
And she's real cool.
I've been treating her perfect, Mikey.
I approve. Mm-hmm.
Teen shot in Spring Valley. I don't even want to hear about it. Bring me down.
Mikey.
That'll ruin my being awake buzz.
Hey, Mikey.
What?
Hey, Mikey.
I am so tired.
I know.
This is my crash time, man. This is when I'm, like, hitting that wall.
Come on.
I won't get a second wind until maybe 5.
Come on.
I got an hour and a half to a second wind.
Well, I got something for you. It's a present.
What?
It's on your wall.
That'd be good.
It's actually from Flounder, but it's the Mikey Marathon song, and it's in bright blue in the top right-hand corner.
Oh, no.
So I don't know if you want to maybe just pop that in.
Hey, hang on a minute. Let me move that up. Okay. Flounder's so damn talented, it's disgusting.
Right?
He's so good, man.
Sometimes I hate him.
Yeah, he's so good.
Wow.
Yeah. He's really good at
so
that stuff.
So talented, man.
Hope that helps.
Wow.
What if the people listening to us right now How many people, I want to talk to people that have been with us for a long time and can prove it. You call in and say, I heard when you were doing yeah at this time. Mikey Show. Mikey Show, hello.
Mikey Show, hello. I've been listening since 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock yesterday morning?
Yesterday morning.
Morning.
Wow, man. Morning.
Wow.
That is a long time. And yeah, have you had to tune out at any time?
No, I haven't.
Man, I love you.
I've been rocking around with it. And so,
what do you think, bro? Has it been entertaining?
It's been damn entertaining.
All right, thank you. Mikey Show.
That was trouble.
D1, have a good one.
Have a good one. Mikey Show. Hello? Mikey Show, hello.
Hi, it's Allie.
Hi, Allie. Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Yeah? What, are you driving home?
No, I'm still in the parking lot.
Are you really? Is there a bunch of P1s out there or what?
Because
I know there was. When we were watching the movie, there was a bunch of P1s out in the parking lot.
There's nobody anymore. It's pretty empty and a little creepy. Oh, wait, no, there's like one other person.
What are you doing sitting out there? Why don't you come inside?
Okay.
Somebody let Allie.
On Ashley's floor.
All right, Allie. Somebody will let you in, all right?
All right, bye.
I'll go get her.
Oh, good, Rob.
That sounded wasted? Lucid.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Hey, Rob, how you getting home? Do you have a plan or no?
Yeah, that guy with the cab thing.
The guy with the cab?
VIPTS.
He's giving you a ride home?
They're going to give me a ride.
Sky, is that your ride, too?
No, Bunny Boo's coming back.
What's the matter with him?
I don't think he slept very good the night before anyway.
I didn't. I woke up all the time. I've gone no sleep for a couple days.
Go let Allie in.
I'm going to do that. I am stressed out too.
Yes, you are.
Hey,
yes,
I'm here. I'm trooping with the guys.
You're a trooper, kid.
We're gonna be.
Go let her in. Go let her in.
Oh my God.
Why is he stressed?
Did he like sneak a shot?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
Yeah.
He's been awake forever. That's
Holy
why
crap.
He's been awake for way longer now.
Oh my God.
Mikey Show.
Hey, bro.
What's up?
Hey, man, I've been with you guys since yesterday morning when you guys started, man. I worked from 11 to 7, so I was up all night the previous night.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to say I've been trying to call in. The funniest thing so far was that bit with Chase's thing with Ashley, man. I was rolling. I almost got in a car accident, man.
Oh,
I was dying.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, dude. You
Somebody's going to get fired. Somebody's going to the boardroom.
Oh, that's weak.
All right, man. Thank you. Mikey Show.
Hey, what's going on? It's P1 Jules up in Riverside.
Hi.
I was just wondering, what's the chances of maybe doing, like, a movie viewing at least once a month?
Ask us that when we're not dying from no sleep.
Oh, I hear that, man. I've been listening to you guys since you got on this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just online, so it cuts out, and there's this weird delay. Like, when we were watching the movie, you guys were on a total different part. It was kind of awkward.
Mm.
But it worked.
How old are you?
20.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Yeah, we're hitting our wall right now, but we're going to get a second wind in a little bit, all right?
Come on.
All right. Thank you.
Do you need some, like, Kanye or something, Mikey? What do you need? Come on.
Yeah, what do you need,
Come
Papa?
On, let's get the blood flowing.
Yeah. Massager, we got a foot massager in here.
Come on, here we go.
We got a foot massager in there?
Foot soaker. Sky.
Oh, bring it in here.
Yeah, Misty brought it.
Where is it at?
Bring it in.
I don't know. Last was in your room.
Most of all. Trying to break
my pants.
With me, with me.
Cool.
You know what the Midwest is, young and restless. Restless. Might snatch your necklace. The next thing. Might
take your legs. Look at that.
You are
I walk
frail.
Through the valley of the shower. With death is. Top floor of you alone.
Go
and leave your breathless. Trying to catch it. Kind of hard. By the Texas, yeah.
Where's your snare?
Asking us questions, harassing, arresting. Saying we eat pieces of like you for breakfast. Y'all eat pieces of What's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but got suits and cases. A trunk full of rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's pumping me up.
Trying to break me down. The only thing that I'm
playing. All right. Mikey
Woo!
Show.
I was jamming.
Hello.
You saw me, girl.
Mikey Show. Hello.
I saw you.
All right, give me something to concentrate on. Let's do... want to do Bombed at the Beach?
No.
Sure.
Let's do Bombed at the Beach.
You're so awesome, Colonel. Is Mike using it?
Did you want to use it?
I don't know that I can. I don't think I can.
Probably end up electrocuting cool. ourselves. Like, hey, we'd make some news, Mike.
Yeah, that's true.
Come on. Get electrocuted.
Well, you can put water in it, or you can just...
Do you need some private time? This is funny. How you doing, Eddie?
Tired.
You're looking a little tie, my friend.
Yeah.
You need some Hall & Oates?
Definitely.
I'm ready for some pelvic thrust. I don't know about you, Eddie. Pelvic thrust.
Maybe
dance?
Some high
what
kicks.
Up?
High kick.
Listen.
What?
That entire movie thing, you know.
Yeah, I remember.
We had to be on the ball on that one. Now I need a little couple of seconds here to just kind of
kick back,
gather
back.
My thoughts a little
okay.
bit.
Okay, all right.
I wish Bobby Kernels would get me a Gatorade, but
Bobby Kernels,
he's a bastard.
Bobby Kernels, will you get Eddie?
Get the man a Gatorade, please.
Eddie needs a Gatorade.
He's dying.
These chronic energy drinks are bomb, by the way.
Are they? They taste good. They said they're supposed to taste like pineapple.
They taste really good.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
That's nice.
And they're working. They're working. Yeah.
I haven't had any caffeine yet. I've only had water. I think like my second wind just hit right now. Like I'm on the whole adrenaline deal.
Yeah, well.
Let's go running. Let's jog. Maybe do some aerobics.
Let's take some phone calls. Mikey's show.
Dance off, maybe?
Oh, the dance off. That's coming up pretty soon.
When Eddie gets his second wind.
Yeah. Hello, Mikey's show.
Wait.
What is going on with the phones?
Biggities.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, I want to play Bomb at the Beach. If P1 have a good one.
Have a good one.
Have a good one. Where's all my beds? There we go.
Yeah, it's up there.
And now it's time for Bombed at the Beach.
All right, Bombed at the Beach, pretty easy game to play. The way that we do it is you call us up, and you are going to listen to a couple of people introduce.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
What just happened? Something's happened.
Oh, yeah, this don't look right.
What?
What's wrong?
What?
There's... Come here, Boston. He's like stumbling in here sleeplessly.
Oh.
Come over here. You see that, Boston Rob? And then you come up here.
Yes.
And what is that?
Oh, on the ivories.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, go short.
Isn't that what that is?
Oh, yeah.
So that's intro?
Oh, very nice.
That's first question.
Sean, I never knew.
Got it. All right. 570-1053. Call us right now if you want to play Bombed at the Beach the way this is
good. Pretty sexy, dude. Oh, hey.
The way the Bombed at the Beach is played is we are all going to take a guess as to whether or not these drunk people can get questions right. Is that right, Sky? Is that how it's played?
Something like that.
Yes.
What's your name?
P1, have a good one.
All right, have a good one.
Abba.
We are going to let you play along, okay?
All right.
It's your Boston Rob out at a bar introducing this person.
All right, what's your name?
My name's Jeff.
How much have you had to drink?
Probably like 6 or 7 beers and a few shots and a glass of wine with my girlfriend.
He didn't sound wasted. Not even a little bit.
Don't people got to pick their horse?
Yeah,
you got to pick a horse. I don't remember how to play this game.
I don't either, dude. I'm throwing it out there.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Yeah, you need 3 people.
Yeah, 3 listeners to pick either Mikey, Sky, or Eddie.
Oh.
All right.
And then Abba Goodwin's playing for
playing
himself.
Playing for himself. Abba Goodwin, hang on the line, okay?
Abba!
All right, we're going to screen some calls. We're going to get people up there. What kind of prize do we have?
I got no clue. Ashley, help me out.
Yeah.
Ashley, what do we got?
We could give out a pair of movie passes.
Ah.
We could do that.
All right, cool.
I like the movies.
Give away some movie passes.
Her movie passes.
I like her bangs.
This guy, that was
Where
awful.
Where did you come from?
Yeah, I don't know.
How did you just wake? Yeah, she was asleep through those movies.
I wasn't asleep.
Oh, you were not active.
Lord of the Rings, you were alive.
Yeah,
Willy Wonka, you.
I was a little. I was.
You're done.
I was kind of out, but I'm back, dude. I'm here. Come on, what do you need?
Bangs.
With a vengeance.
What do we need? Come on, I got it.
Tina, come get some ham.
You want Randy?
Fat lard.
You want Randy?
Coming back.
I'm right here.
All right, Randy. Who would you like to pick to play for you?
Sean.
All right, hang on.
Sean's not playing,
Sean's
you stupid
not
idiot.
Yeah, Sean's not
Sean's
playing.
Not
pick somebody else.
Mikey, Eddie, or Sky?
Mikey, Eddie, or Sky?
Mikey.
All right, hang on.
What was his name?
Randy. If you want Brian, who do you want? If you want Brian.
I hate you.
Come on, you dick.
Yes. Yes, get him. Get him.
Brian.
I don't know if we should
stupid
do this
idiot.
Right now.
Darn it.
Ass face.
I mean, I'm so tired. We're going to do this right now?
We shouldn't.
Come on.
We shouldn't.
We shouldn't.
Probably not.
Because
yes,
it's going to make me upset.
No,
no. No, please don't, guys.
All right. P1 Randy is playing. Who? P1 Randy has picked
you.
Me.
You're the only one.
Right, P1 Mark, who do you want to play for you?
Sky.
Right, hang on the line.
Are you kidding me? This guy got picked before me?
Yeah, Mark, you're the bomb.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
They must be tired too, Eddie.
You're the bomb.
I don't ever lose at this game,
Mr. Mark.
Morons.
Hey.
You lost.
I'm going to lose on purpose.
I don't
think he's won yet. Eddie,
I'm going to lose on purpose.
Maybe if you stop calling the morons.
Not, there's a guy that you're going to be playing for. P1 Pierce?
Yeah.
You've got Eddie, all right?
All right.
Hang on the line.
Whatever.
Pierce, that's a nice name.
All right. Let's play
Wait,
Bombed at the
where's
Beach.
Where's Sean going? He's the one that keeps tabs.
I got it.
What is he doing?
This show's awesome.
Just give it a little while. We'll get our second win. We'll all not sound mentally disabled.
Drunk.
Right now, we sound mentally disabled and drunk. We're not. We're just tired. Really tired.
Yeah.
At this time yesterday... we were waking up.
Yeah.
This time yesterday, we were waking up, getting ready to come into work, and we've been on the whole
I think
time.
I'm too old for this.
I am too.
Yeah.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, swan song for the 28-hour
show.
Thank
you. Oh, get that in writing.
Yeah.
Really
Pull that tape.
It.
Yeah. Pull that
really
tape.
We're done.
Enjoyed it. All right. All right, so P1 Randy is picked me, and I'll be playing for P1 Randy. Eddie will be playing for P1 Pierce. Sky will be playing for P1 Mark. And Abba Goodwin will be playing for himself. Abba Goodwin, are you there?
Yep.
All right, dude. All right, you guys ready?
I forgot what's the dude, what's going on with him?
Let's hear the question.
He just...
All right, what pop singer was recently busted for lip-syncing on Saturday Night Live last year?
Where's my answers to these questions?
Oh, crap.
You didn't do it, did you?
I don't know what I do.
By the way, that was what pop singer was recently busted for lip-syncing on Saturday Night Live last year.
Last year.
Way to go, B-Rob.
The answer is Ashley Simpson. And I believe that he will know that. Eddie?
Mikey, let's go.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and say he knows.
Sky?
Yeah.
Have a good one?
Yeah, I think I'll get two.
All right, let's find out.
Pop singer Michael Jackson.
Stupid.
Okay.
This
guy's
going to
be a real stupid guy. Okay, so now we know what we're dealing
okay.
with.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
We got a jerky on
now
our hands.
Now we know
gotta
we got
read.
A dummy.
Yeah.
Here we go.
What woman recently died who refused to give up her seat on a bus and as a result sparked a civil rights movement?
Man, you got to be real dumb not to know that one.
No kidding.
The answer is Rosa Parks. Eddie.
And if that's the criteria, then my answer is no, he will not know it.
Sky.
Hey, wait, if what's the criteria to say Rosa
he's
Parks?
He's an idiot.
Oh, okay. yeah, I think he will get it.
Abba Goodwin.
Yeah, I think he'll get that one.
I say he is stupid. He's not going to get it. The answer is...
Rosa Parks.
Yes.
What an idiot.
Oh, we got it.
My God.
He said Rosa Sparks.
What
Rosa
a
Sparks
dummy.
Don't work.
She was famous in roller derby, but not for what we asked.
All right, here we go.
How many flavors does Baskin Robbins carry?
Answer's 31 flavors.
Got to get that.
Sky.
Yes.
Have a good one.
Yeah.
I say, I say that somehow that, like, spurs something from his dumb childhood. And he's like, yeah, I remember. Like, he's just dumb and he gets that one. So I'll say, yeah. Eddie.
I'll say yes.
Mm. 17? 32.
Yeah, okay. He's a complete and utter moron.
I hate him.
What is this guy's problem?
Question 4.
Before LaDainian Tomlinson, what was another famous LT that played in the NFL? Who was?
The answer is Lawrence Taylor. Abba Goodwin, will he know that?
No.
I say no way in the world. Eddie?
No.
No.
Sky, we all say no?
The Giants, Lawrence Taylor.
What the?
Oh,
I despise this human being.
I want to punch him right in the balls.
I despise.
You
should. Bat them about.
Come on.
What well-known Nintendo character first appeared in the video game Donkey Kong?
Mario.
Mario is the answer. I say...
Sky.
Yeah, Sky, it's got to be a big one for you. Literally.
goodness.
I say he knows. Eddie?
No.
Sky?
No.
I don't care anymore.
Abba.
Have a good one.
No way.
I'm the only one that says he knows?
Yep. Mikey's out on a limb.
Super Mario?
Does that count?
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the Mario?
We'll give it to you.
All right.
I don't care anymore.
I don't care anymore.
Awesome.
The next person up is, he talked to somebody named. You'll find out.
All right, what's your name?
Nikki Bacigalupi.
Wait a second.
Hello.
What?
Nikki what?
That's a disease.
All right, what's your name?
Nikki Bacigalupi.
Oh. Bacigalupi. Gazente.
Oh, my God. And how much have you had to drink tonight?
I've had a bottle of wine, probably 2 shots, and I'm working on some beers right now.
All right, here's her first question. Now we know how much she's had to drink.
She's lying.
Wait a minute.
What's wrong now?
Oh, B-Rob's
not
looking.
Oh, that's right. He only asked a couple questions.
B-Rob's not looking so good.
I don't know. I might have to go to the bathroom and throw up in a minute.
All right.
Do what you got to do.
I'm hanging tight.
First question.
All right. The first question is, what state is known as the Golden State?
We're the Golden State, California.
The sunshine.
Eddie.
What does that mean?
Will he know that? Okay. Will he know what the Golden State is? And, Eddie.
I think Jalopy Kalupi.
Will she know?
Will know.
Sky.
I agree that the Galapagos Islands will know.
Have a good one.
I believe Dog Took a Dookie will know.
All right.
California!
Oh, God. Unnecessary.
Did you guess, Mike?
No.
What the hell?
I didn't guess.
No.
I say she didn't know.
No.
Oh, perfect.
No.
Well, then you got it wrong.
And I, my hand of God, I would have said she knew.
All right.
I'll
trust you.
What planet is closest to the sun?
Man, is that Venus?
No. Mercury.
Mercury?
Yes.
Man, I don't know. Man, at this time of the morning, I'd be like, my name's Steve, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sky.
Negative.
She will not know it's Mercury. Abba, go on.
No.
I say she knows. Eddie.
No.
The big one with the ring, that one. The
Jupiter.
Oh, well, yeah. That one has the ring. You imbecile.
All right, well, that's it. We don't have any more questions. That was all.
It?
Yeah, that was it. So let's tabulate and find out who won.
Okay.
Sean's tabulating.
I love it when he does that.
I'm glad this ain't drive time. Ladies and gentlemen, your winner is, and this was not easy to come by, but it was a tie. It was a tie between P1 Randy winning with me and P1 Pierce winning with Eddie.
Wow.
Sweet.
Yeah. So we'll give away a couple movies here. Abba Good One, I'm sorry. We're going to have to say Abba Good One.
Abba Good One.
Abba Good One.
Abba Good One. There you go. So let's talk to Randy. You there? Congratulations, Randy.
Thank you.
All right, hang on the line. And congratulations to you too, Pierce.
I'm here.
All right, hang on. Ashley, go ahead and set them both up. Oh, how awesome is that when you can just give and give and give at 10 minutes
awesome.
To 4 a.m. in the morning. Oh, holy cow, am I tired. Oh, no.
What?
I just got an email from the guy from House of Blues that said, if you could just hold on to that platter, I'll swing by and pick it up from you tomorrow. Oh, yeah, no problem, dude. I'll be here. For goodness sake. I don't even know where that thing is. Where is it?
Huh? It's probably still in the movie room.
Oh, boy. I'm not going to deal with that. Come on. How am I supposed to deal with that?
Yeah, maybe we could get Colonels just to put it at the front desk with the note on it that says House of Blues or something.
Yeah.
And then...
And if there's any leftover food on it, make sure you get that off of there. We don't want to give it back a platter that's got food on it.
A full platter of
food. Full of food.
Yeah.
Like, oh, thank you. It was great.
No, it was really nice. Seriously, it was. It was really nice.
Yeah, everybody's been way cool.
What else? What do we got to talk about? Hang on. I'll tell you. Brad Pitt's going to narrate a PBS miniseries.
It actually started...
That's very busy.
Yeah.
He's a very busy man.
It started on Tuesday, but there's 6 episodes, so if you haven't caught it yet, you can, you know, catch it. PBS, 6 one-hour specials on global health.
Uh-huh.
The documentary is called RX for Survival, a Global Health Challenge.
Oh, boy. Brad, no one cares that much as you.
Well, yeah. Well, Angelina, I'm sure, is very impressed.